his own. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour.
Hello. Welcome to the brightness of the Good Day program. When I say bright, I mean bright. Not only am I here brightly, charmingly, wittingly presenting some of the important stories of the day, but Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is here to help with all of that and to present to us later on in this half hour some of the things that you can find in her queen of cheap box at DougStephan.com. We're also going to be joined in this half hour by Allison Sweeney. Most of you know her as the co-host of The Biggest Loser. She's been on the NBC soap Days of Our Lives. She was here, last year it seems to me, probably plugging The Biggest Loser. I happen to like her. I think she presents something. She has an aura around her that I like, very positive. She's written a new book, a novel, in fact. So you're going to tell us a little about that. Meanwhile, Ken Kessler and Roberta, Rich McFadden at Controls in our studio in Washington, here to bring you up to date on some of the things that you might be talking about during the day today, the most important stories, including a question that has been presented now as to why, I don't know, it's a question, I suppose it's a statement, Kenny, in a sense, why airstrikes may be called off. Syria is hoping to avert military retaliation. Mr. al-Assad was on with Charlie Rose last night, says that he's willing to surrender control of the chemical weapons so they can be destroyed. It's a UN initiative. UN is on the bandwagon. So in spite of that, the president will address the nation tonight. Are you planning to watch? Roberta, will you watch the president tonight talk about using military force in Syria?
Probably not. I'll just go on the internet to see what he said.
All right. Kenny, are you going to watch the president tonight trying to explain?
I'll probably watch bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
Right. So we have some sound for tomorrow morning. if nothing else. All right.
Occupational hazard.
All right. All right. So what do we get from people where our Facebook and Twitter accounts are concerned, social media, regarding the president speaking to the nation tonight, regarding the business of all these chemical weapons being turned over to the UN? People think that's a positive and important step forward?
Spencer says, I find it crazy, the debate over this situation, and he's in the military. It doesn't say exactly what he is, but he says, as a leader in a frontline combat role, I'm shocked no one is talking about China moving warships into the area.
Mm-hmm. So China has warships into the area? I didn't know that either. Russia has warships. We have warships in the area? Yeah.
Yeah, that's getting crowded over there.
Very crowded. Who else needs to send in? How about the Swedes? Do they have any warships? Send the Swedish warships over. I think that would be a step forward. I'm being facetious, obviously. British and the French, they send ships around there. So it's a hotbed of potential activity. Maybe this will diffuse all of the rhetoric, and so we'll move on and live happily ever after. That could be a terrific scenario. Speaking of good, happy scenarios, Allison Sweeney from The Biggest Loser, here to discuss her new novel, The Star Attraction, in just a moment here on Good Day.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands. Shop your way. Members get up to $300 back in points with the purchase of a Sharp 60-inch or larger smart HD TV. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 10/5/13. Points range from $100 to $300. Excludes clearance and closeout. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Not a member? Join today. It's free. Visit shopyourway.com or ask an associate.
Back to school got you on the run? Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell.
And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli will update us with her Queen of Cheap Bargains later on in this hour. Later in the next half hour, I'm going to update you on the television news. Meanwhile, speaking of television, the co-host of The Biggest Loser and a 20-year veteran of the NBC soap opera Days of Our Lives joins us. Allison Sweeney was here. I think the last time you were here, we were talking about your book, The Mommy Diet. And I remember getting into a conversation with you about being physically active and strong, healthy women, strong, even, you know, women with muscles don't necessarily have to look like men, but being strong is a cool thing. I think your experience came from having children, right?
My experience, I mean, I guess I just have really worked since being with The Biggest Loser about wanting to be a stronger person and wanting to make sure my workouts were balanced and covering all the bases.
I think if I remember correctly, you had just competed in the LA Marathon and you also did the Nautica Malibu Triathlon. What kind of experience was that?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. I was so proud to have accomplished that. I mean, that was a really, really tough thing for me, and it did boost my confidence in myself and what I'm capable of to go through something like that.
See, I think that's really what the activity level that you're describing and how it may impact people that might even be on The Biggest Loser or people who are out of shape, the essence of getting into a routine, going to the gym, finding out how strong you are, making yourself stronger. It's all, I think, it does lead to having the confidence that a lot of people don't have, but for whatever the reason, maybe that's what brings them into eating. Have you ever actually thought about, Allison, or done any work with the people as to the motivation with regard? We all know that people are motivated because they want to be healthy to lose the weight. What motivates people to gain weight?
Well, I mean, that's the tough thing to deal with, is that contestants on The Biggest Loser all the time, you know, you can't really pinpoint one reason or motive, and obviously it's not that simple, or it would be so easy to cure and get to the root of. But obviously, you know, people overeat for a lot of different reasons, but obviously, oftentimes they are emotional eaters. It can come from, you know, a troubled childhood or sort of lack of self-confidence and insecurity, and you know, oftentimes they're eating to fill something else inside, and it's not dissimilar to why people, you know, become alcoholics. Like, it's a similar sort of addiction it can be. So there's a lot of different reasons, and oftentimes it can be as serious as that and complex, but it can also be as simple as a lack of education. You know, oftentimes there's a lot of people out there who really just don't have the tools and the resources or the knowledge to understand what is good for you and what is bad for you. Certainly, I went through a phase when I was sort of first out on my own as a young adult, not knowing the difference, not knowing that a bowl of pasta isn't a good decision, that Caesar salad isn't healthy. You know, I didn't know things like that. So I think that getting the right information out there, making sure people are understanding of how unhealthy fast food and processed foods can be for you, and understanding portions. You know, in this country, I think unfortunately we're starting to get really unhealthy in terms of like wanting to supersize everything and these big bowls of food that are served to us and thinking
go to the Cheesecake Factory
yeah.
and look at how they load up
three bags of food.
Ooh, woof.
Well, I'm I'm not going to single anyone out, but I think people can take responsibility for that themselves. And you can blame whoever you want, but I think people can take responsibility for themselves. My husband and I and my two children go to a restaurant, and we'll order two entrees for all four of us.
Yeah, right. That's a very good way of doing it. Yeah. Allison Sweeney is here from The Biggest Loser and Days of Our Lives. How the heck do you find time? You have two children. You've got these two television gigs to write a book. The new novel is called The Star Attraction. And it's a pretty interesting story, as I've read through here a little bit. This is your first fiction book. But how is it that you have had that? Did you do it all yourself? Did you sort of dictate, have a ghostwriter help you? How did you put it all together?
I wrote it many years ago before I even started working on The Biggest Loser. I had written it, and it was just, for me, a fun exercise in getting out my creativity and trying something different. And I work in Hollywood, obviously, so I really love the idea of pulling back the curtain and sort of revealing the behind the scenes of what goes on. And I just thought it was a really fun thing to share with everyone, and it turned out really great. It was really great to read people's response and their feedback.
So what actually is the story, without giving it away, what are people going to find?
It's the story of a publicist working in Hollywood representing big movie stars, and the trouble she gets into sort of following her heart and maybe growing up a little bit, learning about herself and learning. It's about her sort of going from this really type A go-getter publicist to maybe knowing what she's really made of and doing... growing up a little bit.
Yeah. See, this is a television show.
Yeah, maybe a TV show.
Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah. Speaking of that, when have you started putting the taping together for The Biggest Loser this season?
Yeah, we are almost wrapped up, actually. The Biggest Loser premieres on October 8th, and we are getting towards the end of production. It's been an amazing season, and the contestants are fantastic.
It's a very motivational show. I need to lose 10 or 15 pounds, and I look at that and I go, why can't you do what you need to do? Just do it.
Yeah,
I mean, it is inspiring. It gives you a way to look at your own story and whether you have 5 pounds to lose or 50 pounds to lose when you get home on your sofa. It's a nice way to motivate you.
That's an amazing thing, yeah.
Actually is what I am working on this project right now is sort of been really fun for me because it's about motivating people. It's about inspiring people to get the idea of what they want to do and challenging themselves to set further goals for themselves. I'm working on a campaign with Oral-We Arnold Bread, and it's called Feed Your Better. And the idea is to set a new goal for yourself. What is your better? What do you want to do to better yourself, and how do you want to challenge yourself? And I love the idea because not only are they sort of asking that question and encouraging people to think about it, you can go to the website feedyourbetter.com, and there's a contest. So you fill out the form and you fill out your story and share it. And there's a $100,000 fund that they're going to share with three winners to make sure that people get the opportunity to feed their better, you know? So I think that's so fantastic. It's, you know, a little prize, it's a little motivation, but also, like, it's just challenging people to sit back and think about it and really answer the question, what is your better and what can you work towards?
Using your head, the old expression, knowledge is power. Here, putting those things together to make things better is cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Nice to talk with you, Allison. Take good care.
Thanks, Allison.
And, best of luck with The Biggest Loser this season. Allison Sweeney, the new novel is called The Star Attraction here on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com?
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
So how about Trace Adkins?
Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. Like anybody, though.
Tight jeans, about 6'4". Yeah.
Richie, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I'd like to see you in some tight jeans with that big ass of yours.
Did I just say that?
Give me the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's DeVere talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Come join us. Let's step in today.
Are you today?
I had a plan with a big baseball player.
Right here.
That's
eerie.
Here, boss.
Here's the boss.
He's the boss.
I'm the boss.
Now he's the boss.
Who's the boss?
Who's on first?
Me. Roberta Fasanelli with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The story involving Bruce Springsteen, Jerry Seinfeld, Jon Stewart, Roger Waters. They're headlining the 7th annual Stand Up for Heroes event.
Oh, yeah.
At Madison Square Garden in New York on the 6th of November.
Seinfeld.
The Bob Woods.
I've gone to every one.
Have you?
They used to be at the Beacon Theater, and they moved it to Madison Square Garden. There's a theater at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And now the lowest price seats used to be around $50. Now the lowest price seat is $250.
Yeah, you know what? This is why I refuse to go to big shows anymore, because they've pretty much priced it so you either have to mortgage your house or you are a big star and you know somebody.
Hold on a second, Richie.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix this now.
Okay.
Roberta, November 6th is what day of the week, Roberta?
Oh, I don't know. I'll look here.
All right. November 5th is my birthday.
That's right.
Okay. So November 6th, it might
6th
be nice.
Is a Wednesday.
Get ready, Roberta.
I was thinking maybe you and I might go to this event, and I'm not sure who might spring for the Steen seats. but maybe somebody will spring for the seats and we could have a good time. I have never been to one of these things. I'd like to see...
A salute for heroes?
Having this bunch together would be kind of fun on the stage to see, it would seem to me. And with our press credentials, we ought to be able to get in.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe by that time I'll be more rich and famous, so I can spring for the tickets. I think it sounds like it'd be
Bruce
a good
usually
thing.
Does two or three songs, you know. Yeah. And, you know, it's not a full show, and they always have an auction at the end. Last year, one of his signed guitars, I don't know, went for like $200,000, something like that. I mean, he did the auction himself, and there's a lot of very, very Tony people, you know, up front that have paid $10,000.
Yeah, see, this is an insider event.
Yeah,
it really is. An insider event.
So we shouldn't bother going.
You know, well, you know,
we're going to see Jamie Americans instead.
Yeah, we all talked among ourselves, you know, all me and my Bruce girls, and we all said, no, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of ridiculous, but yet it's for a good cause.
It's for a great cause, but, you know, we've gone the last 5 years when tickets were $50. We said, well, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, at any rate, it's interesting to... This is a group, an interesting group. I would just like to see the dynamics of these people together. You always wonder, well-known
people
when they
get
together.
Do you want to pay $200 to $500 for it?
No, I don't want to see them that
right,
much.
Exactly.
But I think I love to watch people. You know how I am. Yeah. I love to watch people. I love to listen to people. Just kind of pick up on the auras and the energy between
them.
But
you want to be a fly on the wall, not a fly in the manure.
Right. I don't want to be a fly in a seat that's paid $250
exactly
for the seat. At any rate, but it's something to be aware of, and that's why I told you the story. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Queen of Cheap, brings us up to date with how to save money and television report coming up in the next half hour of Good Day as well.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. If you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
And the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Here on the Good Day program, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Stephan Dudley. To my friends and family, and I consider you all to be a part of that, so my given name is what I choose to use more and more. However, everybody knows it is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Been on the air for umpteen years, so how are you going to change that? Is there any, I'm trying to think of somebody who's been prominent that has changed his or her name other than Bradley Manning.
Prince.
Prince, what was his name before?
Well, it's Prince, but remember it was that sign for a while because he was bucking the record companies.
Yes, right.
The
exactly.
Artist formerly known as.
Known as right. Prince, yeah. Yes, right. Ken Kessler, monitoring our Facebook and Twitter accounts. Social media, pretty important here to the Good Day program. Your thoughts, 888-302-3684. You can exchange with us the juices of your mind.
Prince Rogers Nelson, by the way.
That's his real name?
Mm-hmm.
Rogers Nelson.
Yes.
All right. That's an interesting name. Good name. How about Roberta Fasnell? You like that name?
Love it.
All right. Roberta is here, and Kenny and Richie are here, so we'll bring you up to date on a few of the important stories before we get to the Queen of Cheap television report coming up as well. Airstrikes probably going to be called off before they even begin. That action is good. The president is going to talk tonight. And so what else is there? George Zimmerman's wife has accused her husband of being violent, threatening her with a gun and a knife, beating up her father, and then she said, no, it was a big mistake. Changed her story, declined to press charges. This guy, you got to wonder what he's headed for.
Was he 29 now?
Doesn't look good.
Doesn't look like it's
he's
29 years old.
Yeah, his whole age thing. He looks 59.
Yeah, it's a shame. All right, so Roberta.
Yes, dear.
One of the things people are talking about, as New York City is the largest city in our country, is how the mayor's race is shaping up. Because the voters go to the polls when? Is it
November?
Is it
first Tuesday, November? Right. I think.
Is it? All right. So
the primaries.
Anthony Weiner's landed with a thud. De Blasio seems to be the one who, if the election were today, who would you vote for?
The lesbian.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
What's her story?
Unfortunately, no.
Right. On the ballot, there's Bill de Blasio, Anthony Weiner, and the lesbian. Okay, so tell us about the lesbian and why you would vote for her.
Because she's a Democrat, she's a woman, and she's a lesbian. Enough said.
Okay.
Wow. You know anything else about her.
Glad to hear you've done your homework.
Some great reasons.
That's it.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. The American electorate working hard to figure out why I'm going to vote. She's a woman. She's a Democrat, and she's a lesbian.
And this is one of the more educated electorate.
Yeah, man, yeah.
She's actually city council speaker.
City council speaker.
Christine Quinn. Yeah.
All right. So as long as we've got everybody's attention, let's get Roberta on.
Wow.
Get our Queen of Chief report.
October 1st is the
October. I thought it was before November, but I wasn't sure.
She's the Queen of Chief. The diva of Dumpster Diver.
Wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Let's start with, it's like coffee. Somebody say coffee. Coffee. Maxwell House. Free international coffee samples. You get French vanilla, hazelnut, and Swiss mocha. I don't know what nationality hazelnut is, but they say it's international. You don't need a passport. If you have K-Cups, you can get free Vitamin Burst K-Cut samples. 10,000 samples being given away every day this week. I guess this is kind of like a fruit punch thing, and I don't know why one would put fruit punch in their K-Cup machine, because that's for, like, coffee and stuff, but, you know, to each his own.
It sounds like a New York deal to me.
You get a free sample. If you are a gamer, your kids are gamers, you can get a free Redbox game sample. A whole game. And we have the coupon code for you to get that. It's valid through October 7th, 2013. So if, let's say, you got five people in your family, five people can get it, and you get five free games to play. And, Doug, just for you.
Yes.
Over-the-shoulder boulder holders.
Why would I be interested?
Maidenform.
Really?
They have a $10 bra sale, which is incredible because most of their bras are like $30 to $40, somewhere in that range.
Really?
But then, ladies and gentlemen, we have coupon codes for you that get you an additional 15% off and free shipping. So these over-the-shoulder boulder holders cost you $8.50. And they ship absolutely free. It's only good through 2 days. So don't delay and get those
girls.
Too
bad Jennifer wasn't here to help sort of underscore the need for these. Jennifer is off
for
next
couple girls.
Back the 20th or so. Meanwhile,
support
it's
them.
Roberta and
give them a
Richie
home.
And
oh hold God. Them up.
Kenny and Doug.
Jeez.
All right. So before we get to something that is actually pretty interesting, Russell Brand got kicked out of the GQ Awards for an interesting reason. The box where you find the Queen of Cheap info on the homepage, DougStephan.com, is bordered by another piece of real estate that we give to our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has all kinds of information.
I check it all the time.
Every day is great stuff.
If you go into a supermarket ever, you should be reading this.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Because we're just into the apple season, Phil has researched where to go, what to pay, what to look for this year in the apple crop. So apples underscore.
I just got a new Mac Air.
They're nice.
Yeah.
You know what? It's apple season, and that
it is apple season.
Yeah, because they're getting ready to release the new phones.
iPhone today, isn't it today?
They're announcing, I think, today, and some people are even speculating that they may announce the new iPhone will be coming out. Then they're going to have a cheaper plastic version in different colors. the new operating system, which is supposed to be really cool.
Yeah.
But then they're also talking about a new 6-inch version of the iPhone, and that's rumors.
Kenny and I were talking about that earlier. He said the screen was going to be bigger on the iPhone. Where do you put it? What do you eliminate? There's not much on the front. There's a little bit.
Yeah, you have to make the case bigger as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be like the Galaxy, because these I mean, my aunt has a phone, and I swear she's walking around with just like a small television.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Actually, I could have gotten the iPhone. We're a total Apple family. We have Mac Pros. We have Mac Airs. You know, we have Mac laptops. I think we've got like six or seven different Macs in our house.
Yeah, us too.
You know, we have Apple TV. I mean, we're total Apple.
Yep.
I have an Android phone.
It's interesting. The Apple...
I don't like the iPhone. It's too tiny.
The stock price continues...
I'm old. I can't see
screen. I can't see that screen.
All right.
It's too tiny.
Can the host get a word in edgewise?
No.
Apple's stock has gone down. New generation iPhone is expected to pick the stock up again.
Right.
Some people are speculating the fellow who, and I think he was at Microsoft for a while, this guy who developed the Tesla car. What's his name? Merg or Moog or...
Yeah, something like that.
You know what
like
I mean?
Yeah.
That he's going to go to Apple.
Really?
Yeah, because they need somebody like him. Meanwhile,
innovator.
To get it into the cars.
The Tesla, well, maybe, but the Tesla is probably the most successful car in terms of ordering, how much time you have to wait, and how much profit they make on each one of these cars. Brendan has a friend, my son Brendan, has a friend who works at Warner Brothers, who went to school with him here in Massachusetts. They became friends out there. She drives a Tesla, and apparently she's just this little thing. They have all kinds of options. If you look in the front of them, you don't really see a dashboard.
Right.
It's amazing. Look at the new technology. And the seats have so much more ability to get you closer to the steering wheel and to the controls. It just is a totally redesigned vehicle.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting. I walked up in Lewis looking at one a few weeks ago, and they're neat cars.
All right, Roberta.
That's where all this computer stuff is going.
Yes, you're right. The GQ Man of the Year Awards were presented. Russell Brand was there. He thought he'd be funny. And he talked about Hugo Boss, which, by the way, the company was the sponsor of this event, how Hugo Boss made a fortune selling uniforms to the Nazis. Now, that might have been funny, except that the sponsor of this event is Hugo Boss, and linking Hugo Boss to one of the most historic negative stories.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So what's the story behind the story with this?
Well, apparently he was on stage, and Brand told, it was a whole bunch of celebrities, politicians, and the exact quote was, if anybody knows a bit about history and fashion, you know it was Hugo Boss who made uniforms for the Nazis. Then he added, but they looked... blank, fantastic, let's face it, while they were killing people on the basis of their religion and sexuality.
Oh.
Very
subtle.
And at that point, right afterwards, the magazine's editor, Dylan Jones, apparently, this is according to Brand's Twitter feed, exchanged some, let's say, angry words. And Jones said, what you did was very offensive to Hugo Boss. And Brand said, what Hugo Boss did was very offensive to the Jews. At which point they, bada bing, bada boom, he was out the door.
Hey, Herr Führer, you're out of here.
Russell Brand, I have to say, is a genius. I've heard him speak. I've heard him interview. I thought he was a total, total idiot.
Nutbag.
But then when I heard him interviewed at the New York Times, I was just blown away. This guy is such a deep thinker. I was like, whoa. I could barely follow sometimes where he was going.
So what does this do to the reputation of Hugo Boss? Because everybody's talking about this.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know. Did you know this?
No, I don't know.
But let's ask this question. Do the people who wear Hugo Boss
care to even know who the Nazis are?
Yeah, exactly.
What age group are we talking about?
They said what was even funnier, actually, over the whole thing was the British paper, the Daily Mail, was actually trying to gloss over this, saying, well, Hugo Boss wasn't really an active Nazi, and that after the war, he was able to appeal his status to the lesser category of follower as opposed to active promoter.
Like Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy was not an active Nazi sympathizer. He just was a follower.
Said, you know, people working in the camps where Hugo Boss was, you know, had better working conditions. They're actually saying this.
It wasn't so bad.
The
prison camps weren't so bad.
Right, it could have been worse.
The gas they used was fresh.
Right, yeah.
888-302-36.
That is hysterical.
New gas. All right, anyway, television tidbits coming up here on Good Day. Stand by for the TV report.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market.
3, 2, 1.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The NFL season is right around the corner, and that means it's time for fantasy football. It doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a vet. Yahoo Sports is here to help you win your league. Since 2002, female participation in fantasy football is up nearly 27% each season. Yahoo Sports reporter Melanie Collins is here to show you how you can score big without ever leaving your mobile device.
With the new Yahoo Sports Fantasy app, managers can complete the entire season from their phone or tablet. From mobile drafting to managing your team weekly, it's an easy-to-use platform that'll make sure you never miss anything this fantasy football season. My best tip for new players is to prepare ahead of time. Try doing a mock draft on the app so you're ready and know what to expect for your actual draft. But most important, have fun.
For more information and to be a part of a big game, sign up at fantasysports.yahoo.com. That website again is fantasysports.yahoo.com.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Now, 12 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program. Television news, usually Jennifer is here. She loves to talk about gossipy things and television. This is a Tina Fey story. Happens that she has been tapped to host the season premiere of Saturday Night Live on September 28th. Let's see, musical guests will be Arcade Fire. I was thinking about Miley Cyrus because she's going to do the next one. She will be the musical guest and the host on October 5th, and Bruce Willis will host Saturday Night Live on the 12th of October. Katy Perry will be musical guest that night.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus has a new naked video. You'll all be excited to hear that she appears naked in
Yeah, it was during the VMAs, wasn't it?
No, that was, she had something on. This new single she has out is called Wrecking Ball, and the naked video is supposed to promote, has it?
Yeah.
It's been out for how long?
I think that's the one that's been out for a few months, isn't it, Ken? Isn't Wrecking Ball?
I don't know when it came out. I know that she just released the video yesterday.
Yeah, and album will not be released until October 4th. Yeah. Okay. All right, that'd be seeing her naked is like looking at one of my cows, as far as I'm concerned. But there's no appeal.
Just smaller.
Matter of fact, my cows have more appeal than she does. Anyway, CBS scheduled the annual Victoria's Secret fashion show for December 10th. I thought they kind of booted that off because people thought it was sexist.
How is it that they can do the Miss Universe and the Miss USA and people can complain about those and the objectification of women, yet they can get away with doing a Victoria's Secret primetime television show?
Yeah, that's a good question. The British Academy of Television Arts, BAFTA, will honor Sacha Baron Cohen with the Charlie Chaplin Britannia Award for Excellence in Comedy, November the 10th. I don't really know whether I like this guy or don't like this guy, frankly. Anyway, that's that story, and that's the story up to the minute of what's going on in the world of television. It's 51 after the hour, and good day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to Startups in Action. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, your correspondent and small business media mentor. Over the past 3 years of researching crowdfunding success stories, often 7 days a week as I've done, I've gotten very close to putting in my 10,000 hours toward becoming an expert on the subject. I love crowdfunding success stories, and the more you hear them, the more you will too. When I get to talk to guys like Andy Crafter of Spira Footwear as he climbs up the crowdfunding ladder of success, they become your friends. You root for them, and you're thrilled when they succeed. I just caught up with Andy again, and he told me how his latest crowdfunding campaign has just catapulted him and his growing company to the largest audiences on national TV and radio. Andy admitted that even though he has experienced it himself, he still finds crowdfunding and what can be done with it astonishing.
Duck Dynasty is the top-rated television show in the country right now. And so season opener had 11.8 million viewers. I mean, that's comparable to American Idol at its peak, you know? And it's a cable show.
Right.
You know, it's astonishing.
Look at how much we've raised with 70 days to go.
How about that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So A&E has produced all the content. So that video that's there at the top where you see Corey and Willie, if you click on that, that's a video that A&E produced for us for this. They also run a television commercial that they produced. They're promoting it through social media. I mean, it's astonishing. And it's taken on a life of its own. So, you know, this world is just incredible. I mean, and think about what people are doing here. I mean, this is footwear, okay? This is old school, old world stuff. And we're getting people to buy these shoes 3 to 6 months before they're going to get delivered.
Yeah, yeah.
And paying for them up front. I mean, it's astonishing.
It is.
It's not like the Pebble Watch or these, you know, these sort of cutting edge things, you know. You know, the A&E people are awesome. I mean, they have just bent over backwards for us. And they're providing us with all kinds of incredible exposure and opportunity. This is the new way to go to market. You know, I mean, it's amazing. I am the most under-distributed footwear brand in the country. I mean, my business is 60% direct-to-consumer, either online or the catalog. So I don't know how much I told you the last time, but last summer, you know, we did this crowdfunding campaign around a new running shoe we were doing called the Stinger 2. And, you know, we did it on Rocket Hub, and we didn't know it at the time, but A&E and Rocket Hub were in conversations about a new initiative where they were going to kind of join forces and focus. You know, A&E wanted to sort of focus more on entrepreneurship as part of their corporate outreach. And so, anyway, they ended up buying some shoes from this crowdfunding project and really liked the product. They had to come to New York to film a little segment for this new initiative. So the next thing I know, they call in like February and they say, listen, I get some great news. You're going to be a focal point of Project Startup. And so they gave me my own webpage on their site and were really supportive. And then in April, we were like brainstorming with them. Like, you know, what assets are available that we could, you know, hook into to really do something fun. And so, you know, it came up with, I saw this, like, when I was in their office, I saw this really cool duck pattern associated with the Duck Dynasty show. It looked like this M.C. Escher sort of camouflage pattern. I said, gosh, could I get a license for that and create a shoe out of that? And then we could take that idea and crowdfund it. And you got, and anyway, that's how that whole thing got started. So A&E actually, like, gave us the license, then produced all the content for the campaign, including the pitch video that's on that page. They produced a television commercial. They're buying product from the thing for their staff. And then on top of all that, they gave $20,000 to Vet Dogs once we met our goal.
Wow.
To America's Vet Dogs. I mean, just, it's unbelievable. They're making a huge bet on us.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding for your idea, book, gadget, or project, email me at startupsinaction@gmail.com. That's startupsinaction@gmail.com. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Doug Steffens. Good Day program with all kinds of info, things that'll keep you going. Hi to our friends in Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, up in the Milwaukee area, Indianapolis, hello, Raleigh, North Carolina. Richie.
Hello, Raleigh.
And the folks listening in Rhode Island, the first flashers are down there. Don't tell Roberta that.
I think she was the first flasher.
Right. Nashville, Norfolk, Greensboro, down in Florida, all over the place. Hello, Memphis, KWA, I like that. I always like M, Connecticut. Hi, how do you do? And how do you do? You know what I mean? 59 FD.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.